You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in here to Hurricane Hotline, Hollywood along with you, and the Miami Hurricanes getting a 63-57 win over Notre Dame, snapping a 20-game conference losing streak. It was a great feeling at the Watsco Center back on Saturday night, and here's how it sounded.
Final seconds. Hurricanes have not won an ACC game since February 3rd of last year. Air ball. Johnson has it. Outlet the kid. 2 seconds. 1 second. The streak is over. Miami wins for the first time in a year inside the ACC. A dream delayed is not a dream denied. Miami finally wins 63-57. And there's joy in the Watsco Center. Miami takes down Notre Dame. Miami wins for the first time since February the 3rd in the ACC of 2024. Almost a year to the day. And the misery is over. Cleveland with 21. Kidd with 15. Johnson with 13. And Miami beats Notre Dame.
That's how it sounded at the Watsco Center on Saturday night. Following the game, we were joined by Canes assistant coach, Cody Kimball.
Congratulations, coach. It's been a lot of misery. This one is a lot of fun.
No, it was.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Take as long as you want to talk about why the University of Miami. We're on the air. You can go on as long as you want. You've earned it.
Man, that was I'm just so happy for our guys. I thought we were more connected tonight. They practiced well yesterday, and the way we defended that second half is kind of what we expected all year. I mean, 37% from the field. We held a really good three-point shooting team, 3-for-11, 27% from three. It was nice to get one. I mean, we held them to 21 points in the second half, and that's the team we can be when we're connected. Five guys on the same page on the floor, and we're pulling for each other. I thought our bench was great tonight. You know, Lynn was on the bench for a while. Brandon Johnson was at the five. We thought really helped us offensively in the second half. He made some threes, but I'm just happy for our guys.
What do you think your locker room is going to be like tonight?
Should be full of joy and excitement. How about the crowd tonight? I mean, so happy that everyone came out and supported. The gym was loud tonight. I mean, this has been a tough stretch, and for the faithful to come back and come out and support, just incredible.
I'll take it over. Josie's getting mobbed by fans here. Coach, I thought, again, in the second half, you had so many guys step up, but I thought Divine Ugochukwu played a huge role in this game. He really took the command of that point guard position. I know you kind of been looking for that. Talk about his play a little bit tonight.
Divine was awesome, and he started, and I noticed it in warm-ups. He's really locked in. His first half, his defense on Burton early was terrific. I mean, he was a plus 20 tonight. We were 20 points better when he was on the floor. Wow. And he set the tone. You're right. He set the tone tonight, and he was the head of the snake and controlled the game.
Here's where I noticed it. At the end of the first half, Burton challenged him. Burton got right in his face, and I think he challenged him. And I told Danny, these guys, Miami's team, they're in the ACC.
Yeah.
They belong in the ACC. They're challenging you.
Yeah, I saw that as well. It is funny, the official came up to me and said, hey, you got to control 99. I looked at Justin. I said, Justin, we haven't won a game. I love to fight in the kid. But, yeah, he was just tough tonight, and he didn't back down. And, you know, 4 assists tonight, 1 turnover, just controlled the game.
Matt Cleveland again turned in another gem.
Yeah, Matt's been –
the baseline jumper he hit at the end, near the end of the game, was incredible.
Yeah, Matt's been fairly consistent, you know, especially on the offensive end. And, you know, our challenge for him is on the defensive end. And the second half, he was terrific. He was absolutely terrific. So, it's just a great effort. And, again, tough stretch. Our players, you know, deserved that one tonight.
Down the stretch, Danny and I were talking, and Danny was talking about, well, which guy's going to make the play. And he's drifting, rightfully so, toward the offense. And I said, no, Danny, who on defense is going to step up?
Yeah.
In the final 3 minutes, near the end, Matt stepped in lane, got a steal for you. Defensively, what happened for you tonight that made a difference?
Well, you know, I thought we made one big adjustment. You know, after the first media timeout, the second half, we went to switching, you know, all ball screens, 1 through 5. And then we went with the smaller lineup. We took Lynn out of the game, and we just had a rhythm to us defensively. So we're able to stay with that. And make no mistake, we won this game with our defense tonight. I mean, 21 points in the second half. You know, that's winning basketball.
Notre Dame averaged 74 points a game, and you held them to 57. So, job well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, on that. That was probably the best defensive
effort. Oh, no doubt. It's our best defensive effort, you know, all season. And that has to be our way. I mean, we got to get stops and, you know, win games, be able to win games this way.
What can you also pull out of, I thought early in the game there was a big, we've seen this a lot, 9-8. They went on a 7-0 run, and we said, well, what happened? What will happen from 7-0? Can we shut it down or not? Shut off their water. It went to 13-2. 13-2 run. They built a 13-point lead. And in the past,
yeah,
been tough. But tonight you punched back.
Yeah, and we just challenged our guys. That moment in the, you know, in the timeout where there was a little bickering during that run at each other, and we just really challenged our guys to stay together. Stay connected. It's an 8-point game. I remember looking at the call. It's an 8-point game, fellas. Let's stay together. And, you know, to their credit, they did that, and they came out in the second half and played as connected as we played all year.
Well, congratulations. Probably the best postgame show you've ever done.
Yeah. That was a lot easier. I like these a lot better. Thanks, guys.
That was Hurricanes assistant Cody Kimball after Miami's win over Notre Dame. The Canes will look to make it 2 straight. They will hit the road on Saturday to take on top 25 Louisville. It is a 2:00 start. You can catch the game right here on WQAM. Our pregame coverage will begin at 1:30. All right, we'll take a pause. More Hurricane Hotline coming up next here on WQAM.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.